Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige, and this is the Dare Little Weed podcast,
where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
I feel like I have to do a shimmy. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Every time you say
too.
That, I'm like, Demi Lovato.
Same at the end of it when we're like, we need us a Demi. I always need
yeah,
a finger gun.
You do.
But we come at you today with a very special episode. I feel like we say that all the time, but like this episode is actually special because if y'all didn't know, this podcast was started shortly after Dancing with the Devil, the album came out, which Dancing with the Devil, Dancing
it's a
with the
tongue
Devil.
twister, man. It's like a whole novel.
I can't even say the full thing with the art of starting over. That's just a whole.
I know.
Dancing with the Devil, the album, turned 3 years old today. Today, second, when we're filming this.
Yeah. Says it right on our calendars.
Yes.
3 years right there.
Yeah.
And the reason it's so special to us is like, because our podcast is named after Melon Cake, which I think we're going to get into our thoughts. We're going to go down the list of all the songs. We're going to talk about them, say why we like them, why we don't. And so you'll hear our thoughts on Melon Cake.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm excited to be back in 2021.
Oh yeah, it's definitely like nostalgic because like I remember this album coming out and I thought it was peak. I thought this was like that was the peak album. I was like, yes,
Yeah.
this is the perfect after Tell Me You Love Me like transition. And then I feel like holy fuck just slapped me in the face because I don't know how you go from butterflies and pretty colorfulness
Yeah.
to holy fuck.
I know. And I also think back to around this era, I remember somebody did some fan art and it was showing all of like Demi's albums next to each other. I think they were in I don't know if it was a VHS form edit. I don't know exactly what it was, but Demi had commented on it. It was like, notice how all the other albums are dark and this one's colorful. And I'm like, then we went back to holy fuck, like we took a step back. So yeah, this is Demi's most colorful, vibrant album, I feel like. And I feel like that music, the music portrays that really well.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was gonna say this album makes me feel like the happiest when I listen to it. Like not that the other albums don't make me happy, but I just feel so like light and airy when I listen to this album.
Yeah, and I think it's perfect for spring too. And we're also going to be talking about the merch too, because there are some bundles that went on sale. And then
yes.
I think some of the old merch is back in stock from t-shirt, or maybe not. Maybe it's just the bundles, but we could talk about the Dancing with the Devil, the Art of Starting Over merch, because I looked at that today when the bundles went up. What? Who did that? I don't
atrocious.
know. We'll get to it. But do you want to jump right in and start with anyone?
Yeah, anyone. Are we like ranking them as we go or just saying our thoughts?
Just your thoughts.
Okay. Yeah.
But
this
you
song,
like this one? I feel like you skip it when it comes on.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I skip only because like it's so sad. Like, yeah. I mean, Demi has sad songs like Skyscraper Warrior, all those, but like anyone just hits it. Like anyone is too sad for me.
I love the live version. I think it's on Spotify, maybe. I don't know. There's
like from the Grammys?
I think it is. I'm gonna fact check before anyone corrects me. Anyone, Demi? I listened to it. Yeah, it is. I listened to it a lot, but I feel like if I'm listening to it, it's the live version. I don't know. It's just the notes.
Yeah, I'll say that performance definitely was like a turning point for Demi also because that was her first
come
like
back.
thing back, right? Yeah.
Which is a huge thing to come back and do.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I remember I did a reaction video to it and I was so excited to have Demi back. And I was like, this is going to be the start of something great for Demi. They're going to blow up because looking back on Tell Me You Love Me era, that was a really great era in Demi's career. So I was like, I feel like it's only up from here. And then we went into lockdown and everything changed. So we got this one in 2020, but that was also on the album. I remember being surprised that this one was on the album, but it worked so well because I feel like it is a really... This one is a really cohesive album alongside Holy Fuck, which we talked about, I think, last episode. But I do listen to it. If it comes on, like if I'm in the car, like I'm going to skip it. But if I'm working and it comes on, I'm like, oh, I'll listen to it.
I like those like the like songs like that or like Warrior. Like I can listen to like Skyscraper and like Vibe, like especially the rock version.
Yeah.
But songs like Warrior or Anyone or like Fix a Heart, like the really slow, like gut punching song, I can't just like casually listen to. It's like I'll cry. Like I have to save them for my.
Like Sober, I haven't listened to
Oh
that
yeah,
in a really long
yeah.
time. That one always takes me back to 2018. It reminds me of the Lovatic Beach House.
Oh yeah,
And so it kind of makes me feel like like weird.
Uneasy. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you had to rate it out of, let's do a rate out of five.
Two.
A two.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, are we saying like based off of like listening to it or quality? Like of the song?
I'm saying like comparison to the entire album. Like if we're just saying like out of Demi's ballads, it's great. But compared to the entirety of the album, no.
I'm going to give it a four.
Okay.
Well, maybe four and a half. Okay, Dancing with the Devil.
Dancing with the Devil.
I haven't
the
listened
title,
to
title. One of the titles. Why do you think Demi chose two songs for the title?
Because I think it's showing Demi's evolution of
the progression,
like,
right?
Of like being in a dark place and then the art of starting over. Good, how it ends with, isn't it Good Place? Is that one of the last songs? Oh, yeah, the last song. So I feel like it makes sense. I think something I wish that they did differently was maybe had more songs on the Dancing with the Devil side. I feel like it could have been a two-part CD.
Mm-hmm. I don't like how Holy Fuck goes, how like half of it is like angry,
yeah, and then
hard rock, I mean, and then it gets like lighter. I think that would have been a cool concept for Dancing with the Devil. So
yeah, and so because before the intro we only have three songs, and I mean I'm glad that Demi didn't have a lot of content that was like sad to put out, but I think it would have been, maybe even Lonely People could have been on there, like if moved that up to that side, because I don't know, being lonely and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, or the Mad World cover.
Yeah, right. And I think that would have been a really cool concept, like a
two. Way You Don't Look at Me could have been. Yeah.
There was so much that they could have done. Like the album cover could have been like half dark, like half color, like just.
Demi, hire us.
I know.
For your marketing team.
But the song "Dancing with the Devil." I really enjoy the song. I remember when it came out, I was like, this is one of Demi's best work. I think my opinion on that has changed. I think Demi's put out much better songs, but I do enjoy the song. I tend to skip it though.
Ballad wise, I like Dancing with the Devil over anyone. Like I won't skip Dancing with the Devil because I genuinely do like listening to it. And like, I think the message behind the song, and it just brings me back, and it's like, it's so powerful, like the music video too. So that one's definitely like, out of the ballot, like that small section that we get of Dancing with the Devil, that one's my top.
Yeah.
I would give that a four.
Four. I'm going to give that one a 3.5. Can we do half?
I thought we were going to do a little flip-flop that you were going to give it a two.
I know. It's so interesting to see our perspectives on it. Okay. I See You, Maddie's Lullaby.
I think the song is so cute. I mean, I think like
you
only
know the lyrics?
Like, what?
Do you know the lyrics to the song?
Can I say all of them right now? No.
No, I mean, like, if it was on, could you sing along?
No.
No, I couldn't either. I probably listened to, like, a handful of times. I do not like
Yeah, me too. Song. I'm just, like, I think it's cute, the concept of it, that, like, she dedicated the song to her little sister that, like,
yeah.
But then I'm thinking about, like, why not Dallas? But then I don't know. It's, like, kind of interesting.
And I think it's such a clever song. I See You, being in the ICU, and then Demi not being able to see. I think, like you said, the
it goes, yeah, that's what, it's so creative.
It really is. I don't know what it is, but what comes to mind is the ending. I may not know a majority of the song because I really don't listen to it, but
when they say I love
the song,
you,
when they're like I love you, it just makes me like cringe a little. I don't know. I mean, it's cute, but I feel like they should have, like, Demi should have kept that song to themselves, or and just like have it be like Maddie's thing. You know?
Yeah, I agree, kind of. I feel like that would have been a more personable thing, like between them, instead of like it being on the album. But then I also think it on the other hand is good for the album because of the ICU, like literal intensive care unit aspect of it. And that's part of the album.
Yeah. So I'm gonna rate that one a one.
Yeah, me too. Cause I did not realize it until you said it. I cannot, if it came on, no. I could do the laugh at the end, the little giggle after the I love you.
Oh, I don't even remember. Maybe that part was the one that was like, eh, yeah. I have to listen to it. It's been forever, probably 3 years. Probably haven't listened to it since it came out. So, okay, intro. I love like the intro into it. I think it's really cute. And
I like this. I think intros, like, I thought it would be like it's more so just, I have not listened to it. It's just Demi speaking that line where it's like, this is the art of starting up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I think I like it too so much. It's because it's one of my favorite designs for my shop when I have the intro tee. I just love that. Yeah, I just think it was a really good segue into the rest of the album. Like I said, I wish it was maybe further down. It was half and half, or, you know, it was like one side was Dancing with the Devil, and then you pop in the other CD, and it's the artist starting over, and it starts with that. And I think that would have, like, I think even maybe something that I'm like picturing, like, if Demi were to re-release it. So it's like Dancing with the Devil, and it had some type of outro to that side of the CD, and then it starts with like the intro.
I feel like what other people, this is an unpopular opinion, I feel like the song What Other People Say could have been a perfect ending to Dancing with the Devil, just because like but when I grew up,
yeah, I feel like that,
like, so I feel
yeah.
like that would be a perfect ending to that.
Yeah.
And then you get intro, and then the artist starting over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other songs on that side would be like What Other People Say, Easy, Carefully, like the slower songs.
Yeah.
And then the more poppy, like Girlfriends Are My Boyfriends, Lonely People,
Yeah.
Melon Kate, all those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think the album is literally half like slow, half fast pop. So it could have been perfect.
Yeah, there was definitely a way they could have done it more. I don't know what it is with Demi's team or whoever makes these
Yeah.
decisions. But maybe we're just thinking too deeply into it. It's like no one else cares this much.
Well, I feel like Demi needs people that do care
I
for
know.
them. Demi would get more sales if people cared.
Exactly. So intro, I'm gonna rate that one a 5. I just like it. I think it fits well into the CD.
I feel like I can't
A
really rate
song.
it. Like, it's not a song,
Yeah,
but
it's not a song, but it's like, could the album have done without it? Absolutely. But I feel like it's
it
fitting
does add.
for,
Yes.
yeah. Okay, so The Art of Starting Over. I love it. I love The Art of Starting Over.
Yeah, me too.
It's
I
so
like
fun.
with the windows down, like all the way turned up. I love it. Like wind in your, it just feels such a, like a vibey. Like that is my summer song. That is, I love it so much.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great way to start that. Obviously, that's the name of the album. But going from the intro to The Art of Starting Over, it's like
It's so fun. This
the
is
it's
starting over, and then
yes.
the do.
It just works so well. It's
Yeah,
honestly, I feel
it's
like
so
one of
good.
Demi's best transitions.
Yeah,
Like I don't think I See You. If it went from ICU and the art of starting over, it wouldn't have worked well. Like it
it'd
needed
be like
that.
the stars to the father
Stars
star.
the father, exactly. But reverse. So yeah, I think it works really well. I love that song. It's one of my favorites on the album. We got to see it live. I don't remember it though.
I don't either. It was so, I feel like Demi just threw it in there for like a, yeah, I didn't forget about this album.
Yeah,
There
it's like,
you go.
yeah, I'm proud of my other work. So here's one song. But after I sing this and this tour is over and you're never hear anything ever again,
Exactly.
I'm going to rate that one a 5.
Oh, yeah. 5 out of 5 for sure.
Lonely People. This one grew on me. It kind of gave me Without the Love vibes. And I don't like Without the Love. I don't like Without the Love. So it took me a little bit. But I think Lonely People has grown on me. It's not my favorite, but it's a fun song, and it works, I feel like.
Yeah, it's on my workout playlist, like for just that. Like I only really listen to it when I'm like running on the treadmill, because I feel like it's a good
Yeah.
song to, like, you know, the beat
That
of
is
it.
a good song. I should add it to mine. Not that I
Yeah,
listen
but
to
that's like
that.
the only time. I don't have it like on any other, like I don't really listen to it that often. I don't go to the gym that often.
No, I
So
was gonna say I should add it to mine, but it's not like I listen to that playlist often,
yeah.
the workout playlist.
It's a dusty playlist because I haven't logged it after a while.
So what would you rate Lonely People?
Out of 5, probably like a 4.
I'm gonna give it a 3. Okay. The Way You Don't Look at Me, such a genius song. I remember when this came out, I was like feeling that way in my relationship. I think things have changed so much since then. But I remember playing this song for Josh, being dramatic. I'm like, listen to the lyrics. This is exactly how I feel. I just didn't know how to put it into words. And I love this song. One of my favorites on the album.
Oh, really? Yeah, I do too. It's funny because it was originally on my like top 5 that we made, but then I switched it out. But it is a really good song. Like, it's beautiful, but it falls into the aspect again of like the songs that I can only listen to when I'm sad. Like, I can't, like, I feel like if a song came on and I was in a good mood, it would ruin my mood because it's just so sad. And it's good. Demi's good at writing ballads and sad songs, but I can't listen to it unless I'm sad.
Yeah, it definitely is a sad song. I think it's very clever because normally it'd be like The Way You Look at Me, but it's like The Way You Don't Look at Me. It's like, ooh. Like if I just didn't know the song, I would be intrigued by the. I remember being intrigued by the title. It's like The Way You Don't Look at Me. So I'm rating that one a 5. I love that one.
Yeah, five for me too.
Five.
It was originally in my top five too, but I switched it. You'll see why.
Melon cake.
Melon cake. All right, our song.
Yeah,
It's so funny. This is
go at
actually.
you first. What are your thoughts on this? I
Oh my
think
God, it's.
shop.
I was gonna say it's a fun like. I feel like this is a song that I'll play on my birthday. Like, it's a fun like birthday song, but out of the album, like it's honestly one of my least favorites. It's so funny to me that
I
this
know.
podcast is named after it. It is a fun song, but I feel like it's just so niche and it's about such a specific thing that like only like I feel like outside fandoms would not understand the meaning of it, obviously, because it's Melon Cake was so like niche in the Demi fandom, and that's why I feel like it's not as great of a song because it just doesn't resonate with anyone other than Lovatics that very particularly know what that song is about. It was just too niche for me.
No, I understand that. And I think it's a really fun song. My favorite line out of the song is, "Dear little me, I'm sorry that I took so long, but baby, you're
Baby, you're
free."
free. I can relate that to myself. Yeah, I like that
Yeah, and
one.
I think that's such a cute line. And I mean, the podcast named after it, so it's like a special song to me. I do wish that we loved the song that our podcast was named after, but that's just not the
I
case.
love our intro and outro.
Me too, me too. And I'm curious, this is such a side note. When we were coming up with the podcast, we talked about this last episode. I came in with the idea of like Dear Little Me podcast. I wonder if what our podcast, like an alternative name, could have been. I've
I
never
remember
thought about
we were
that.
like throwing it up in the air like that night before. We didn't come up with a name until the morning when you came in and said that. But the night before, we were kind of tossing it up in the air like podcast names. Oh, what would it be like if we even did it? And like we were on Canva, and I remember we had a design like with a butterfly, and so we were gonna do something like the evolving but podcast or butterfly or something like
Oh, I
that.
don't
I don't
remember
know.
that at all.
You don't know? I could probably
Oh
still find the design on Canva if I go on it, but
my
I think it was
God.
on our shared Canva. Like you shared it with me. I think you probably still find it if
Really?
it's on there.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, we'll have to see. I have no memory of that whatsoever.
Yeah.
I really do wonder what it would be. Do you ever wish that the name was different?
I feel like at the time, like I feel like now it should be different, but at the time that we created the podcast, it was so fitting just because of like the airy and like vibrant feel of it. But now that we're in the holy fuck era and then whatever next era, I feel like our not that our name should change with each era, but Dear Little Me does not go with holy fuck.
It's exactly, and it is a niche thing too, because it is meant for this album. I mean, maybe if we did a podcast, like, would you ever change the name? Is that something that you would do? Like, would you be
For
like,
this podcast.
yeah, not saying we are, but I'm just like throwing it out there, because not that I would want to include the name Lovatic, because I have Lovatic wear and I freaking hate that name, but it would be hard to think of another name that would.
Lovato Diaries.
Oh my God, that's I was on the podcast, the collab channel back in the day. It was called the Lovatic Diaries.
Wait, you were actually on that? I was literally saying that as a joke because I remember it was a thing. I didn't realize you were actually part of it.
Yeah, I was. It's
I
not
was gonna say like
enough now.
throwback to when that was a thing, or we could do like the Lovato Club, but that's our Facebook group.
The Lovato Club. That would be cute though.
Yeah.
Lovato. I just don't want the word Lovatic, but right now, dear little me staying. So melon cake, what would you rate it? I'm gonna go with a 2.5, 3. I can't really.
Yeah, I was gonna say 2.5. I can't really like I want to give it a little bit more of a push, but
Men in Last Night featuring Ariana Grande.
I wanted to love this song so bad because
You did? I thought you
Ariana,
did.
I wanted
Or
to.
did you like convince yourself you liked
I
it?
convinced myself I liked it because Demi and Ari are my favorite girlies, literally faves, and I wanted to like it so bad, but I feel like the song was so forced. Like I don't know, I feel like it didn't fit either of their voices as like it didn't showcase how great both of their voices were. It was such like a like it felt like just like a radio another radio hit, another Taylor Swift air, like type of radio pop. And I feel like Ari's voice and Demi's voice can do so much more than what that song showed, and it just felt like I don't know, it felt like it had so much more potential than what they let put out there.
I agree. I'm not a fan of this song. It gives me like an uneasy feeling when I listen to it. I don't know what it is. It's maybe the background music. It's just like very like, I don't know. It's just like it just makes me feel like very uncomfortable. And so I tend to skip this one. And I think back to how popular the song was. This was the most popular song from this album, like play wise and charting wise. And so I remember, I'm sure like all of us that have been around for this era, that they were going to do a music video and they never did. So we were kind of holding on to that. We really never got a music video besides Dancing with the Devil and then Melon Cake for right. And I don't think there was any other ones.
No.
And, so I feel like maybe if they did more with it, I would have liked it more. I don't know. I don't know if that would have
changed. For me, it was just really disappointing because like I said, it was like my dream collab forever. Like I've been talking about Demi and Ari collabing for years and it finally happens and it's like, damn, it's not even one of the greatest songs on the album.
I know. I'm going to rate this one a 2.
I'm going to give it a 3.5 because I love both of them so much. But yeah, the song does not hit as well as it should have.
So you're rating it at what?
A 3.5.
3.5.
Only because I love both of them so much.
Ariana saved the song being on the song.
Yes. Yes. That's, if it was a solo song, I would not like it.
Yeah, me either. I mean, I didn't like it either way, so it doesn't matter. What Other People Say featuring Sam Fisher.
I don't know why everyone hated on this song. I thought it was cute.
I tapped out of the fandom when this song came out. Like
everyone was saying how bad it, like, oh, the song just shouldn't be on the album. It's so bad. Or like I skip whatever the people say every time it comes on, or saying it's like the worst collab Demi's done. I was like, damn, like it was cute.
I think people just got sick of it and it was like, why is it on this album? Because it was also on Sam Fisher, so it didn't really make sense. It had come out so many months prior to the release of the album, and like I said, when the album came out, it was 2020, I mean the song, sorry, came out in 2021. Was it like February or March? Or no, it had to have been earlier than that. January. It wasn't that much. There wasn't much time in between when the single came out and the album came out, I guess. I would have to look, but I was not really, I think this album got me like back into the fandom. I was really tapping out. I was just diving into being a mom and just focusing on all my energy on that. So I feel like I took a step back. So I don't even really remember when this was released. I know I didn't even watch the music video when it first came out, which is very unlike me. It took me a while to watch the music video, and I don't think it's Demi's worst, but I also don't think it's the best, you know?
Yeah, people were hating on it for a while, but like I really like I it's on my car playlist. I listened to it like on my way to work. Like, when I grew up, I would be. It's so nice, like it's so like vibey. Like I can vibe to it, and it's a fun song to just like sing in the morning on your way to work. I don't know, like it's cute. I would give it a 3 out of 5. It's in the middle for me.
I'm gonna give it a 2. Next is Carefully. I'll let you go first.
I really love this song. I love it so much. I think it's beautiful lyrically, vocally, abstractly, if that's a word, like just the creation of this song, it's so beautiful and it makes my heart warm, and I really like it, and I feel the song personally, like I can connect it to my own experiences and like how I felt, especially back then, kind of like what you were saying for what other people, the way you don't look at me, I was gonna say what other people say, but yeah, I can relate to this song like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's probably my number one on the album. We're gonna rank them at the end, our top five. But I love the way it starts, like approach with caution. It's like
I can get overwhelming. Like yes, Demi, me too.
Yes, it's such a relatable song. I feel like it's a fun song without being like over the top pop, but it also is like it's like a ballad in a sense. It's like a
Yes, I was gonna say that's exactly why I like it, because it's like if you look at like the other songs that are ballads, they're just really slow and like you could tell that it's sad.
Yeah.
But Carefully, it's like even though the lyrics are sad, it can be disguised as a pop
because
it's like upbeat.
Yeah.
But then it's like talking about real and like raw emotions, but to an upbeat tune. So I think that's like the mix that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
Like real things, but like not too sad.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I would give this one a 5. If I could rank it higher, it would be higher.
Oh, yes, definitely. 5 out of 5. 100%.
The Kind of Lover I Am, I like this song. I was making merch for it, and I had it playing on repeat, and I was making merch inspired by it. And I'm like, okay. It like, within the past month, it has become a song that I wouldn't skip anymore. And it took 3 years to grow on me, but
oh yeah, I just remember when the song became a meme because of like the was like the bridge when Demi
oh,
was
like the outro.
The outro. Yeah. I mean, I don't care if you got a dick. I don't care if you got a wop.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder how Demi feels looking back on that. Like, I guess it made sense then, but like in 20 years when you're listening to The Kind of Lover I Am and then you're like, wop? Who uses that now?
I don't care if you got a dick.
Yeah.
I don't care if you got a wop. I don't care about none of that.
Yeah. That was the only part. There was like a lot of speaking, I feel like, in this album, a lot of talking. I think it could have done with it. It's like I'm good right now. I'm good, or something like that. And
yeah.
Like, okay, thanks for giving us an update.
You can safely put your heart in my hand.
That's kind of, it's just so. This album just gives me such like 70 vibes. Like
it's like so. I feel like I can put on like a bubble skirt and just like ball dance too. Not ball dance, but like being like a room and like, just like with my puffy skirt.
Very groovy, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the right terminology. I'm going to give this one a 4.
3. 3 out of 5.
All right. Easy with Noah Cyrus.
I love this one too. I think that the way their voices blend together is really pretty, especially with like the harmonies and like, you know, when they go up the octaves.
Mm-hmm.
I think their voices are both beautiful separately and together. It just like the harmonies are literally just beautiful in my eardrums. I always blast this song just to hear the harmonies together because it just sounds like angels falling from the sky.
Yeah, I tend to skip this one. I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of any of the collabs on here. I do think it's a really beautiful song. There is one line. It was like, what is it? What are you getting from the gift shop? What was it? Mints or something?
I'll be through the gift shop.
Oh, wait.
I'm keeping all my souvenirs, keychain.
The cough drop. Who goes to the gift shop and gets a cough drop like that?
Postcards say, I wish that you were here, and I'll tell you not to worry. Make sure that you believe in me. It's so sweet.
It is, but it's just, there's better songs. There's better Demi songs out there, so it gets a skip for me. I'm giving it a 2. Sorry.
It's getting a 4.5 for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's impressive. I'm excited to hear what everyone says. Like, I think we're going to piss some people off. I wonder if anyone's going to agree with our...
We're going to cancel as a podcast now.
Again?
Yeah.
15 minutes. I love this song. I love it.
You like this song?
Talk about clever. I mean, Crying in Malibu. I love it. A 5, and it would get a 10 for me if I could give it a 10.
Yeah, I knew that you liked the song. I don't really like it. It's a skip for me when I...
What? You need to give it another listen. You have to.
I mean, maybe, because I really have not listened to it since the album came out. That's one of those, it's like I See You. Like, I listened to it when I was doing the full playthrough, but probably not since then.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't really like the song, only because, like you said, it did not sound like Demi. It just seemed very, like, I don't know, like, the cleverness of it, like, the lyrics, and I remember people, like, making the memes of it, like, putting Max's picture when he was literally crying on the beach.
Yeah, in Malibu.
Yeah, so I thought it was more so, like, a meme song in that sense. It's the same with My Girlfriends Are My Boyfriend, or The Kind of Lover I Am. Like, mm-hmm. The songs that just, like, they become memes, like, I feel like I can't take them seriously after that.
Yeah.
I can't listen to that song without laughing, because I just think about how silly the memes were and how silly that situation was.
Oh, I love it. You should give it another chance. I really stand by that song. It's a good one. I think I would tell people that don't know Demi's music other than like Heart Attack and Skyscraper to listen to 15 minutes and be like, just...
But you said it doesn't sound like Demi.
I know, but maybe that's what people need, to hear the stuff that doesn't really sound like Demi, because people aren't loving the stuff that Demi's been putting out. So I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that one could have done good on, like, I don't know. I'm just really biased. That's one of my favorites. So what would you rate that one?
A 1.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely got me back with my rating for Easy. I give Easy a 1. Forget the 2. It's a 1 for me. All right. My Girlfriends Are My Boyfriend featuring Sweetie.
I low-key forgot that was a feature of like a collab.
Yeah. I have not listened to the song in forever, so that goes to show you my opinion on it. Yeah. But you should tell them what you thought you just found out.
So at the start of this episode, we were trying to rank our top 5, and I had the album track list pulled up, and I literally was looking through the list and I saw that My Girlfriends Are My Boyfriends. This whole time I thought it was My Girlfriends Are My Boyfriends, because girlfriends is plural, so boyfriends would be plural. That makes sense in the English language. But it's actually my girlfriends are my boyfriend.
I think a
One
lot
boyfriend,
of,
multiple girlfriends. It's like a, it's a, I don't like it either. It sounds very like, what's that like genre? It's like techno pop or something. Like, I don't like it.
Should be on Kids Bop. Just kidding. Like, okay. Can you
No,
imagine
it's like
a
very techno. Like, my girlfriends are my
Kids Bop? Yeah.
boyfriends, and like, it's very like,
Yeah. It's just not, I don't think that's Demi sound at
yeah,
all.
no,
It
me
doesn't
either.
work. I'm not a fan of this one. I skip it. Like, I think there's some good lyrics, but I just don't. This album is long, like a really long album, and they could have probably done without that one.
Yeah, a few of the songs actually, but yes, that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that one a one.
Yeah, me too.
All right, that was easy. California Sober is next.
I love this song. I love California Sober. Like, I especially like Living for Perfection Isn't Living. That's my like favorite quote. I feel like on every album there's like the top song, and there's also like the song that just like the lyrics stand out to you the most, and that's this one for me. And also on top of that, I am California sober myself. I mean, I do drink occasionally, but not nearly as much as I smoke the grass. So I love California Sober. I love playing it when I'm partaking in the California soberness. And I think the song has a great feeling behind it, and it's that living for perfection is not living. It's not.
Yeah, I think
I'm living for other people, basically.
I love that line as well. I'll listen to it sometimes. Sometimes I'll skip it. It's not like one that's either like, okay, I'm never, it's definitely like one I can't skip, or it depends on how I'm feeling.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a good song. Definitely one we know that Demi doesn't relate to anymore. And we did an episode. Oh my God, that one caught, I think it was the one that caused like so much controversy when Demi was saying that they were no longer California Sober. Oh my God,
Yeah,
people
yeah.
were so mad at us because we were just talking. And we were saying, we never, I don't think we addressed it on our stories, but we never talked about it on a podcast episode. But people were really upset with us because I think it was called What's Going On with Demi
I
Lovato.
mean, love.
And
Yeah, and she posted on her story a bunch of like questionable stories.
And so they were no longer California Sober. So we were like talking to Demi fans, like as if a conversation we would have had if it wasn't being recorded. Anyway, and people were like, well, what if Demi sees this? I'm like, I don't think that's gonna
Yeah,
happen.
right.
But I mean, we weren't saying, we were showing like our support. People were very upset. So anytime I think of that song or see that song, the name of it brings me back to that because that was
Is the
like,
episode still up, or did you take it down?
no, it's still up there. I gotta like go back and kind of watch it with a different like perspective and a new pair of eyes, I guess. It's just because I don't, or ears, I should say, because I didn't like, I got where people were coming from, but I'm also like, dude, we're like a nobody podcast. Demi has no idea we exist, and we're just having conversation. And I don't think we said anything bad. Like
Yeah,
we were,
no, we didn't like outwardly say like, oh, like Demi broke their sobriety or Demi's on drug. Like, we didn't say anything. We were just
no,
like you were saying, like talking as if we were talking like how we would in our friend group. Like, oh, I wonder what's going on with
yeah.
Demi.
It's
Like,
like, did you see the post that Demi posted?
yeah.
He's like, oh my God, like when Demi was saying that they weren't gonna be touring anymore, we were
Yeah.
like, oh, what the, holy shit, and like texting the group. So it's like something that we would have just normally had a conversation about, but it was recorded and posted, and we made a lot of people upset with that. But I'm gonna give it a 3 for that
I
one.
would give it a 4.5.
Okay. All right, Mad World.
Zero.
Yeah.
This
I
is
don't like
another song the album could have done without.
it's for the original song. I don't like it. Again, it makes me feel uncomfortable, scared almost. And that one just gets the automatic skip. It's such a dark song. Like, it's just like something that I would play like in at like my someone's funeral, my funeral or something. I don't know. Anyway,
In like a
right?
haunted house playing in the background is scaring
Yes. Okay.
people.
That one. That's better. Not a funeral. Okay. That's a little dramatic, but for sure a haunted. If we have a Halloween party, a Demi Halloween party, this will be on those.
Gonna be playing, yeah, very creepy, ominous.
Yeah, we'll have like this. It's like the smoke, like the fog. Oh, it's no around me, all familiar
It's so,
faces.
I hate it. It's
I don't
like,
like.
I
It's
get so
not.
scared.
Yes, and it's not even just Demi's. Like I don't like the song in general. Like, and there's so many fucking songs on this album. Did it really need a cover?
I also, this is the only album that has had a cover on it.
Yeah, right?
I mean, Demi's obviously done other covers, but there's none of the covers have made it on an album. So I really don't understand why this one was on the album. I feel like it could have just been like one of those things where like Demi covered it on a talk show and like that was the end of it. But like, why did it have to be on the album?
Yeah, and I'm thinking in my head, maybe if I listen to it again, I don't want to. It makes my heart rate go up. It just like makes me scared. It's probably really dramatic, but I think I'm a type of person who like really feels music. And so it just makes me anxious almost. It's so dramatic, but it's
Oh no,
true.
I feel the same way. Yeah, I can't listen to it. Like,
I'm
I'll have nightmares or sleep paralysis or something.
gonna give it a zero. I'm gonna give it a 0.5.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, because, what? No, it is a zero. It is a zero because it should not be on the album.
Yeah.
And for any Mad World stands out there, I am
I know
sorry.
there's some
Not
out there.
really. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Rock version. But. Yeah, no. This album could have done without a few songs, and Mad World is definitely one of them.
Oh, coffee. We have two more left. Butterfly.
Butterfly is really cute.
I love
Yeah.
Butterfly. That one's a good one.
Your
I
secret month of June
It's
could
just so cute. It's
be
again, like I would be listening to it on my AirPods as I frolic through the field of flowers and daisies and whatnot in the
It gives
spring.
the same feel as Carefully, where it's like it's sad but it's boppy at the same time.
I love that one. I am gonna give that one a 5.
I give it four.
Yeah. Good Place. A perfect way to end the album.
I agree.
I love this song as well. I like the emotion in Demi's voice. Like you could hear the shaking in the voice. It's like I'm in a good place. And I love this one. It's a good one
Oh,
too.
yeah, and I think that Demi was like genuine in singing it too, like that Demi really felt like the release of the hardship of the album and like felt the release genuinely when singing this song. Like, yes, this was also dark and it all was like horrible, but like now I'm better and I'm in a good place. Like, I feel like it was genuine and raw and real, and those are the moments I most value from Demi. So yeah, I love that song. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that one a 5 too. And I love the lyrics, how it opens up with the, I've been called an emotional disaster. I think that is, I don't know, I just feel like it's such a good segue
It's
into
so
the album.
poetic. I love it.
It is. I feel like that is the most perfect way to put that because I feel like so many songs on this album are poetic. I think Carefully is one of them. The Way You Don't Look at Me, this one, Butterfly. Like I just and it's just so good. I think it's a really great way to end the album. And I give it a 5 for sure.
Yeah, like I feel like this, like I don't know if you've ever watched like slam poetry or something, but I feel like this song as a slam poem would go so hard. I love poetry, so anything that's like even slight, I just automatically think of like, oh, how would this be like a poem with like a backtrack to it? Like, I feel like it's so awesome because the lyrics are just so poetic and great.
I think the time has come where we're gonna tell you guys our top 5, which you might be able to figure out from our ratings.
My number one is definitely Carefully. And then I have Easy, The Art of Starting Over, California Sober, and Good Place.
Mine is number 1 is Carefully. That is number 1. I don't have the other ones are out of order. The Art of Starting Over, The Way You Don't Look at Me, 15 Minutes, and Butterfly.
So we have two similar.
Yeah, The Art of Starting Over and Careful. Wait.
I thought
Wait.
that was like a FaceTime only thing.
You guys are listening right now, if you don't know what's going on, if you ever have ever FaceTimed somebody, there's like the things if you hold up your hands, do the hearts. You know, and balloons come up. First of all, why with the peace sign? There are so many times because that's my go-to. There's fireworks going off. There's so many freaking times when if you were in Mad World, that would be the background.
Yeah,
Oh,
literally.
wait, do
No, but
the
don't
heart.
forget back.
Oh, don't forget. Yeah.
I did double thumbs down, actually. Yes. Do.
Oh my god, that's so funny. There's so many times where I'm trying to take like a selfie on Instagram to post on my story, and I'm just my go-to is a peace sign, and it just does the fucking balloons, and I get so mad. I'm like, just take the fucking picture. It's so annoying. But that's what do the heart. We should end it. I wish mine did it, but I'm on my desktop, so I don't think it does it. That's
yeah,
so
probably. No, it's so funny this one, because me and Chris, my boyfriend, we have an inside joke where whenever he used to, whenever he got mad, he would say happy fucking birthday, like when he got pissed off. So
yeah.
whenever this became a thing, it would always be whenever he got mad, it'd be like, happy fucking birthday. The balloons would come down.
Now it's like, no, we did it too much.
You Don't Look at Me was originally on this list, and I replaced it with Good Place for the reason that I was saying with Carefully, that I prefer the songs that are like, even though they're sad, they're more upbeat. And so Good Place is like the upbeat The Way You Don't Look at Me for me.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I replace it. But if we could have like a top six, The Way You Don't Look at Me would be like my honorable mention.
Oh, okay. An honorable mention for me would be Good Place.
Okay, so then we have similar there.
Yeah. Before we end the podcast or jump into our highs and lows, we wanted to talk about the bundles too that launched, because I don't know why I wasn't expecting there to be anything to celebrate the 3-year anniversary, but I shouldn't have been surprised, because I did something for I Love Me. So Demi launched like some bundles of just old Dancing with the Devil stuff that never sold.
It never sold in the first place. It's not going to sell now.
Yeah, they're trying to get you with the signed stuff, but just be cautious, because it says that the bundles with the signed stuff include a signed booklet from Demi Lovato's project, Tell Me You Love Me. And I think that's not an error on their part. Like, that is probably what you're going to get. And I feel like a lot of us probably already have that. And if there was any signed, like, inserts, exclusive booklets, it would probably be something that we had already had. It's been how many years since Tell Me You Love Me, and they still have some of the booklets?
Yeah, like, damn, they're really trying to get rid of it. That's why.
And there was that.
Depressed, that's why.
There was that. They probably have so many, because do you remember how there was this controversy going around in 2017 that they were signed by a machine because they all looked pretty much the same?
I don't remember that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You get the Art of Starting Over vinyl, and then the standard CD, and then the signed booklet, I think. I don't really buy that stuff. I only get like the when Demi does the signed CDs, when the whatever that project is being released. But the people have had so many. I'm not just saying this because Lovatoquare, but the people have been really unhappy, and their customer service is not good. So just be very weary of that. But the other merch, I don't know if they restocked it. I actually wanted to check that, because when I got the email that they had these bundles to celebrate, I was like, oh, cute. Like, is there going to be anything new? And then I came across the merch that they dropped from the when the album came out. And I'm like, this is so bad. Is it still there?
Is there still that one pink hoodie that basically looks like just black ink splatter all over it?
Oh, my God. Let me look.
I have like a distinct memory of that one, because I remember that Ashley from our other group chat. And yes. She had got that one, and she was like, this is horrible.
They did. They restocked the dancing. Oh, there's only a size small. But I mean, I guess this one's the best one, I would say. And then it has like the track list on the back. That one's pretty cute, I have to say. And then, I mean, but what the hell is this? What is that? It's so chaotic.
Yeah.
And there was so much they could have done with this album for merch. It makes me so mad. This album, when I'm like creating a merch inspired by it, it is my favorite album to make merch for. I don't know why it's so easy for me.
You're so happy and
yeah, fun. This is
yeah
terrible. Look at that. That's just gonna be a black
yeah
box when you get that.
Yeah,
this is, I think this was like probably the best thing. I don't know how this actually worked. This mug, I said Demi Lovato, and then it had like, it was a heat activated mug, so the wings would show up. There's some stuff on there. If you're interested, there's every size in this hideous tee available. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe it's better looking in person, but it makes me sad because
I doubt it because a lot of the stuff is worse looking in person.
Moving on to our highs and lows.
I feel like I'm just gonna have the same low every week. Like, I
me
literally have
too.
No motivation to do anything. I really don't. Like, especially because it, I don't know about anyone else that where you guys are watching, but it has been raining nonstop here for at least a week straight, like nonstop.
Really?
I'm just like, and the rain makes me so like dreary and tired, and like it's hard for me to get out of bed to go to work in the morning when it's
Yeah.
raining because I'm like, oh, it's just so like gloomy outside. And I mean, I don't have like a seasonal affective disorder diagnosis, but I definitely feel like my mood is dependent on the sun being outside.
Me too. Yeah.
So I've just been really down, and I just need the rain to go away, but it's not anytime soon because April showers. We just entered April.
Yeah.
My high is that I did have a really good Easter weekend. My boyfriend was here, and we were able to have a lot of fun together. I hit my 3-year milestone for self-harm. That was pretty cool. We celebrated together. And that was really like empowering moment for me to see the like countdown thing go, you know, to like my different years. And we celebrated Toffee's Gotcha Day because got her a year ago. A lot of things happened this weekend that we celebrated.
I
So
feel like maybe we should just start doing our highs of the week because it's really hard to think of a low, which is a good thing. I mean, sometimes there's a maybe we'll just if we have a low that we can think of, we could share it because I can never think of it. It's pretty much I'm gonna steal yours and say the same. That's how that's my low, the weather. But also, yeah, congratulations. I know I've congratulated you. That's awesome. Very proud of you. And that's so
that
special.
was what inspired my first tattoo.
Yes, I love it. And that's so special. That was your 3 years. And then this episode we were talking about the 3 years of like Dancing with the Devils.
Yes.
My high is I'm just really looking forward to going away with my family next week. So I talked about it. I think I mentioned it as my high last week that we're going on vacation. So I'm really excited to just get away and enjoy the sunshine and have some sun. Although it's supposed to be really nice here in Connecticut when we're in Florida. So I'm
It'll
like
be 10 times nicer in Florida,
I'm sure. Yeah, I just didn't want it to be that hot if we do, because I'm not sure if we're going to Disney now. We have to figure that out. But I'm looking at I guess 81 is not too bad. It's better than when we were there and it felt like 100 and something in the
though.
summer. So I'm really excited for that. And yeah, I think that's it for us this week, guys.
It is. So thank you guys for watching this episode, and just a friendly reminder now that you're at the end to give us a like over on Spotify, give us a listen over there because it helps us so much, and also interact with us here on YouTube because we love reading your guys' comments. It
Oh,
makes our
yeah.
day.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
look like Meghan Markle.
Meghan Mark, I literally I couldn't tell if I should be like offended or
Oh,
like
she's beautiful. And I
yeah,
can see
she
it.
is. But I was like, I do not see it whatsoever.
I
So
see
I wasn't sure if they were joking, if they were like making like a dag at me that I'm like, I don't even know.
Listen,
But
at least you're not getting the plastic surgery fucking comment. That's ridiculous. I
yeah,
have
that's
more
like your third
than
one
once
that you got.
now. I'm like, should I, is this a compliment or what? Like, I'm
Getting
aging.
plastic surgery and I look like Meghan Markle. I don't.
It's funny because I love reading the comments. I read every single one. I mean, I'm sure you do as well. But yeah, that was funny. So yeah, like Angel was saying, make sure you check us out on all streaming platforms everywhere you listen to your podcasts, and it helps us out a lot if you check us out over on the other ones. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe.
That
And
thumbs up.
thumbs up, yes. And with that being said, we will see you guys
In 2 weeks
week.
for your bi-weekly dose of Debbie.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I'm sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.